Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The first time I saw Caprock Canyon State Park, I did so from overhead, viewing the then 14,000-acre site from inside the cabin of a twin-engine plane operated by Parks and Wildlife. The year was 1985. I was a fledgling producer working in public radio, and I was awestruck. More than 20 years later, Caprock Canyon State Park still inspires awe and offers even more outdoor opportunities with the addition in 1992 of a 64-mile trailway, bringing the park size to nearly 15,000 acres. Deanna Oberhue, park superintendent, says on October 20th, the park will celebrate its 25th anniversary and the grand opening of a $1 million visitor center.
The new visitor center is a brand new facility. It's over 4,000 square feet. It'll have a lot of exhibit space for us to be able to tell the story about Caprock Canyon.
Exhibits won't be in until spring, but once they are,
the exhibits are going to have to do with the Caprock Canyon's trailway, which visitors don't get to see a lot of, the Texas State Bison Herd, which is housed here at Caprock Canyon State Park, and other interesting things about the people and the geology of the canyons.
Find links to information about the celebration and grand opening at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.